Hello, my name is Tony Lavinio. I work for DataDirect, specifically on the Stylus Studio team. Now, I've discovered so far four groups at this conference who use Stylus Studio who didn't realize it was a Progress product. They just used it because it was the best, and that was kind of a nice feeling. We came as part of the Exelon acquisition. Actually, I worked for the Progress side beforehand and sort of wandered over. For the 4GL world, I got my little button here. I started working with the 4GL in 1986, 1987. So somewhere in this presentation, you'll see some 4GL. So we're going to talk about doing transformations specifically not just from XML to XML, but even from some non-XML formats to XML and from XML to some non-XML formats. And to do this, we're going to use Stylus Studio first, but it's because it's what all the cool people are using. We made the annual Excellence Awards finalist list for eWeek. But another reason is because we're agnostic regarding technology. So for example, if you use Saxon, either Saxon 6.5.3 or Saxon 8.4 for XSLT1 or XSLT2, we'll support either one. If you're working with Xalin as your transformation engine from the Apache project, we'll work with that. If you're using the MSXML stuff or system.xml's XSLT from .NET, we'll work with that. We have a deal with Sleepy Cat, which makes the Berkeley DB, which is part of the Unix BSD distribution and is also sold. Well, it's actually free if you're open source and sold if you're commercial. We work with their XML engine for their XQuery stuff. And there's another company called MarkLogic, Jason Hunter of JDOM fame has been involved in. And we just, if it's a standard having anything to do with XML, we've kind of covered it somewhere along the way. We're going to talk specifically about a couple of these. We're going to talk about the JAXP stuff, which has to do with transforming using XSLT. And we're going to talk a little bit about EDI. So let's get some questions here. First, has anyone in here worked with XML? Okay. Has anyone worked with EDI? Oh, good. You're going to like this part. And has anyone played with XSLT? Okay, fewer. So XSLT is a funny-looking language. It itself is expressed in XML. And it describes transformations of one variant of XML to another variant of XML. And part of Stylus Studio includes a mapper. But part of the problem that we hit in integration projects is, unfortunately, even though XML is a solution to all our problems, the entire world has not yet converted to XML. And, okay, you don't quite believe that. I don't either. But, we read our own marketing literature. But we may get a lot of data that comes in, for example, from relational sources. And so DataDirect has a product called DDXQ, or DataDirect XQuery, which is now in beta, which will let you extract data from relational databases and treat it as XML. But we also have to deal with data that comes in comma-separated value format and fixed-length formats, EDI. And a lot of this data, even though it comes in these rectangular formats, is really tree-structured. EDI is a good example of that because you have your little header record and then you have all these loops and nested loops and things like that. So what are we going to do? In our demonstration, what we're going to do is we're going to show starting with some formats and transforming them to get an end result. Now, we could do this in batch conversions one step at a time, but that's so 70s. We're going to go and do some on-the-fly transformations. And because Stylus Studio also has all this XML stuff built into it, you know the saying, if all you have is a hammer, everything in the world looks like a nail? Well, since we're good at dealing with tree-shaped data with XSLT and XQuery, and not everything is already XML, we have this concept of adapters. And what an adapter does, I'm going to say this probably two or three times, because it's going to be involved later in the session, is an adapter sits between the XML knowledgeable parts of something and the real world. It catches the real world stuff, maybe EDI. It transforms it on the fly so that what knows about XML sees an XML view of it. And conversely, we can have an XML adapter that goes the other way. So you're writing XML, and this thing catches it at the last minute and spits it out or persists it on disk back in the original format. And we have two different ways of doing that. One is we have what we call native adapters, which is one that's built specifically, and I'll demonstrate one towards the end for EDIFACT, that knows the EDIFACT format. It's got the dictionary built in. Or we have a thing called convert to XML for formats that may not already have a specific format, or maybe somebody claims to be EDIFACT, which everybody claims to be EDIFACT, right? But or X12 or something, but in reality they're sort of EDI. So this is what we're going to do. We'll show the convert to XML module of Stylus Studio, which will let us take some plain ordinary file and treat it as XML. Then we're going to talk about the underlying architecture which makes this possible. We'll then talk a little bit about XQuery and XSLT on these non-XML sources. Then we'll talk about deploying it, because the tool is great to build something, but what about actually using what you've built? And then we're going to run it in the end. So this is the user interface for convert to XML. And right in here we have some mapping of a file. And don't worry if you can't see the detail. We'll go to the demonstration, which will make it a little easier. But just so you can see what's on the screen, these are the properties regarding each different piece of this. So it will be properties that have to do with the document as a whole. For example, the encoding, is it ISO 8859-1 or US ASCII or UTF-8 or whatever. And then there's some that are more at the row level, and then there's some properties even at the column level. For example, data type. We have a preview window down here to see what's actually generated. And then over here we have the schema or the outline of the XML that we're going to build. Convert to XML is very flexible. It understands natively some formats. It has heuristics, so if you point it at a file, it'll make a best guess right off the bat as to what the format is. And so comma separated, tab separated, EDI, we even recognize some variants of the DBase file format. Those of you who've known me for a long time know that almost every product I work on can somehow read or write DBase files. We cover gobs of encodings. We'll handle whether you're doing fixed length records or variable length and all sorts of data types. And somewhere here I have a list in case you're really curious of the data types. You don't want me to read it to you. It's like we do every comp3 from COBOL and integer and float and double and all those crazy things. Even some of the zone data types from IBM mainframes in case you're getting feeds that come down. You may have seen those. They have the little curly braces instead of the signs because of overpunch. For the output, we support regular expression pattern matching. So you can say for this row, if it matches this pattern, I want the XML that's generated to look like this. But if it matches some other pattern, I want it to look like this. And if it doesn't match any of those, it means I don't care about it and throw it away or apply some default format. And the engine underneath is written as a streaming engine. So we can do transformations of non-XML data to XML format, and we can do it of arbitrarily large files. So if you have some log files you want to pull pieces out of from your web server or something, you can throw those in. So we're going to do two. Just for anyone who likes, there's some EDI. That's an X12 file. And, of course, anyone who's stared at this stuff long enough, it looks completely readable. I made the segment beginners in blue just to help out a little bit. But I've been staring at EDIFACT for the past 3 or 4 months, and it pretty much looks like that to me still. So let's go through here and try a demo, see what happens. Now, like you, this is the third day of the conference. It's the second last session, so you're probably a little bleary-eyed. I know a few of you spent quite a bit of last night upside down, so let's hope this all goes smoothly. So we're going to say File, New, and we're going to use Convert to XML. And let's pick something in my Exchange directory. Let's see. Here, we're going to do a comma-separated value file. And here's what does it look like? Here's what it looks like. In this particular case, the first row has the field names. And then there's the ISBN number, a date, and then a field with quote delimiters on it. That's the title of the book. So let's open it. And we're just going to choose a default. And now what we have here is we have the mapping. And it looked and it said, okay, I see commas. And commas are a pretty common delimiter, so I'm going to guess that that's my separator. And so it shows them in blue. And it also knows that usually quotes are a delimiter of fields, and it saw those within the first so many bytes of the file. So